Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right Sell Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of the podcast. I'm an internet marketing expert and award-winning SEO blogger, and you can find me online at GloriaRand.com. So I'm delighted that you're here today because we're going to be continuing an interview that I conducted recently with Dr. Mary Beth Dame. She is a founder and director of Present Your Authentic Voice. She's an exceptional personal performance coach. She's known worldwide for her pioneering work and expertise in the function and use of the human voice. And she's been a coach and consultant for business leaders and other coaches. And she really shared some excellent information with us. If you missed the episode, I hope the last one, I hope you would go back and listen to it, because she shared with us a little bit about her personal journey and also some of the misconceptions that myths that people have about public speaking. And in today's episode now, we're going to get into a little bit more about what small business owners can do to get better results from their public speaking. And also, I'm going to start off by asking her a little bit about why she has such a passion for helping others around the issue of public speaking. So let's listen in to her answer.
I hate being bored by public speakers.
Okay, good reason. I like that. It's honest.
That's a very negative way to put it. I just simply love all the aspects of the voice, and I feel like most people don't get the most out of their voice. And one reason they don't is that they perceive that it's hard to do. Mm-hmm. And it's not, but that perception prevails often. So people don't seek help, and they don't think maybe they need it. They can be very successful, making a lot of money, but sound awful. and I guess because they, you know, think, okay, I'm successful, so I don't need any help with my voice. But it's really important that your voice matches your message. Mm-hmm. And that your intent and your authenticity are there for all to see and not contradicted by your voice. I mean, you know, some of the statistics will say your voice is more than a third of your communication. And it's even more on the telephone where you're not seen or on a podcast where you're not seen. So if I'm measuring my tones and thinking about what I'm saying, then I'm going to get this.
It's not very appealing.
No, it isn't. And that's what, again, another perception. People think they have to control their voice when they're speaking in public or when they're out there. So I just thought, how can I help people be themselves? How can they really be themselves at their best and be fully within themselves at the same time? Because in all honesty, when somebody's really authentic, that energy is so compelling to the audience. And it's as if you're in your own home and you're bringing your audience in to share. Hmm. And that whole thing about projecting is speaking to somebody. No, I say share with your audience. Don't speak to them. Hmm. And that's on TV, on podcast. It doesn't matter whether it's in the live or in the live, well, digitally.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So to speak. So anyway, that's a fairly long answer.
Well, that's good. And I think a lot of small business owners don't necessarily realize how important public speaking is. It's not, or maybe they just think it's speaking from the stage, but if you go to a networking meeting, you're speaking in public because you're talking either one-on-one with someone, or you get up and give your 30-second elevator, talk. So you there are countless opportunities for people to be out there speaking, and it's so important. So which leads me to my next question, which is, do you have some tips on what specifically small business owners can do to be able to get better results from their public speaking?
Okay. In terms of just speaking, I would say, first of all, first speak to your audience. If you're using PowerPoint or some kind of text slides, then those are not nearly as important as you are. You are the most important part of your message in that sense. And so you need to, you are the person that your audience trusts and believes. So you need to at least present moments of you that are fully with the audience and not just with your slides. And I usually suggest to people that at least the introduction be, hello, it's just me and you, and welcome to my talk. And this is what it's going to be about, and not pointing to 20 things on a slide behind. That's number one. In terms of the voice, there's an interesting thing that I learned through the energy work. First of all, to be grounded, you start with your feet. And it's amazing how many different things people do with their feet. I say to people, put your feet flat on the floor and point them straight forward. Because interestingly enough, a lot of people stand with their toes pointed out. Not quite as bad as ballet dancers, but somewhat in that vicinity. And when the feet are out, your energy field is weak. You are a pushover, basically. And it also weakens your voice. It's got that kind of knock-on effect. So you put your feet completely straight. They can be one in front of the other, and they can be apart. You don't want them completely together, because that's, you kind of weave like a little willow in the wind at that point. But feet straight ahead, and then that will give you a much stronger vocal sound. And then keep your head over your shoulders. Don't go out to your audience, bring them to you.
Awesome.
So those are two main things that I would immediately suggest.
Very good. Awesome. It's great tips. And I've definitely been more conscious of it myself, because I did take ballet for many years. So I've been known to, you know, stand with the feet kind of pointed out. So I'm trying to be more conscious about having my feet facing forward now. So I think it's, and I think I am noticing the difference in, like you said, I think it does help the voice project better. So I appreciate that. So I think we're going to wrap this up a little right now. But first, I wanted to have you share with our listeners how they can get in contact with you for more information. And of course, now that I'm recording this, now naturally is when my lawn man is coming by too, and now making a lot of noise. So I apologize if there's a little extra hum in the background here. I was hoping he was going to come early. He's been coming early for weeks. Today, no, of course not. But anyway, so if you could share with our listeners how they could get in contact with you. Do you have a website or something like that?
Okay. My website is www.presentyourauthenticvoice.com. And my email is just info@thesameaddress.com.
Okay.
That's the easiest way to get in touch with me, and I'm happy to talk with anyone via Skype if they want more information, or if they'll just email me. I also give a half-hour free coaching with no sales talk. A half-hour of free coaching.
Awesome.
If you want to contact me about that, I'm happy to share with them your knowledge and look at them personally and see what they do. And by the way, my tips for singers, when there's a lot of noise, or speakers, when there's noise in the background, is that's your personal orchestra. So you use that energy for your voice.
Very good. And we're having to do that right now. It was a good thing that we were just about done. So thank heavens for that. So I appreciate you being here on the podcast today. And I will definitely share your links in the show notes so people will have that. So I appreciate it. And we're going to stop the recording for now. But I would encourage everyone to subscribe to the podcast. It's called on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. And if you have any comments, I would love to hear from you. Connect with me on Twitter or Periscope at Gloria Rand. So thanks so much, Mary Beth, for being with us. I really appreciate you being with us today.
A real pleasure. Thank you, Gloria, for inviting me.
I hope you enjoyed that interview. She was just a delight to talk with and just offered some really great tips. I think I mentioned in the interview that I've definitely been more cognizant myself of when I'm speaking to make sure that my feet are placed forward. So I'm doing that right now while I'm recording this. And I loved her. She's got great energy and I love the advice she gave. So I hope you take that to heart. And if you did enjoy this interview, I hope that you will continue to tune in to more episodes, and we will be doing some other interviews in the future. If you would make sure that you are a subscriber of the podcast would be great. We are on iTunes. We're also on Stitcher Radio. So I'd love to have you be a subscriber so that you don't miss out on the information we're sharing. And also, if you would be so kind, if you've got a half a minute and could leave me a review on either of those platforms, iTunes or Stitcher Radio, that would be tremendous as well. I would certainly appreciate it because I'd love to know your feedback. I'd love to know if you're really getting value out of this. And also, if you have any ideas for future episodes, I would love to hear that as well. Do share those with me. You can reach out to me on social media. I'm on Twitter, at Facebook. You can reach me at Gloria Rand, and use the hashtag Write, Sell, Succeed, and then I'll know that you're one of the podcast listeners, and that would be fantastic. So until next time, I am Gloria Rand, wishing all of you much peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag Write, Sell, Succeed.